Red News. I'm John Scott. President Trump again banning people from countries his administration deems dangerous from coming to America. The travel ban is a repeat of an order of his first administration. This version includes Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Israel recovering the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages taken in Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack that ignited the war in the Gaza Strip. Hamas-led terrorists are still holding 56 hostages, around a third believed to be alive. Washington correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on President Trump's latest investigation regarding former President Biden.
President Donald Trump has ordered his administration to investigate his predecessor, Joe Biden. President Trump is asking his administration to look into President Joe Biden's use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. The memo came after House Republicans requested transcribed interviews with five former Biden aides, alleging that they had participated in a cover-up. So far, the Republican inquiry has focused on the final moves of the Biden administration, which they claim may be invalid. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
There's been deadly flooding and severe weather in the southern Midwest. We have an update from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
One man has died in Dallas after his vehicle became stuck in high water during heavy rain and severe weather. A tornado touched down in the Kansas City area, and firefighters made about 70 water rescues around Wichita, Kansas. With more storms in the forecast, officials warn that the soil in the area is saturated, and even an inch or two of rainfall could lead to localized flooding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. America's public schools have spent a lot on DEI.
According to an investigation by the group Defending Education, roughly $123 million taxpayer dollars went to installing diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in classrooms across the country. Critics say DEI promotes the LGBT agenda and, in some cases, racism. Defending Education spokesman Erica Sanzi tells the Christian Post, quote, "Tinkering in the minds of other people's children is big business, and countless K-12 schools across the country are active participants."
SRN's Michael Harrington. For a third consecutive year, Louisiana lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have allowed young victims of rape to get an abortion. The legislation would have added cases where a girl is under the age of 17 and impregnated as a result of rape to the narrow list of exceptions for the Louisiana abortion ban. That law went into effect in 2022 following the Supreme Court overturning of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. At least five people, including a one-year-old child, killed in an overnight Russian drone strike on the city in northern Ukraine, the only such attack launched by Russia.
The local governor said six Shahed-type drones struck the residential areas of Priluki early Thursday morning, causing severe damage to residential buildings. Hours later, over a dozen people were wounded in a Russian drone strike on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, according to the regional head. Ukraine's Black Sea-Odessa region was also attacked by drones overnight, as state emergency footage showed firefighters attempting to put out a blaze in a local residential building. The attack came just hours after Donald Trump spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to Trump, Putin said very strongly that Russia will retaliate for Ukraine's weekend's stunning drone attacks on Russian military airfields. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.